Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
There we go. It is hour three of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Great to have you with us. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Got the whole crew here. Max, Double D, D-Day. Coming up in our final hour, we will find out the latest on Lane Kiffin and LSU as we bring in Hunt Palmer from 104.5 ESPN in Baton Rouge. In 20 minutes, back to what we saw on Monday Night Football in Foxborough with the Patriots getting it done again and the Giants embarrassing themselves. Our best bets head your way at 8:40. Also, welcome to our audience on Stadium as we stream our final hour. If you want to join us, it's easy to do. Just download the Valley Sports Live app or find us on ValleySportsLive.com. Back to college football we go. Lane Kiffin, the new head coach of the LSU Tigers, after signing that 7-year, $91 million contract, incentive laden. So to talk about it, we bring in Hunt Palmer, host of the Hunt Palmer Show on 104.5 ESPN in Baton Rouge. Hunt, good morning to you. Thanks for being with us. And we know LSU has their man. Was this decision closer than people realized, or was the feeling there that LSU would eventually win out?
It became clear and clear that LSU was going to win out. I think as of a month ago, Lane Kiffin probably thought he would be the Florida coach. I think that LSU came open and reached out to Jimmy Sexton, his agent, and then he started to realize that that could be a possibility. I think Ole Miss was going to be a tough sell because that's as tough as it could possibly be to leave Ole Miss when you're 11-1 and have a playoff home game coming up, and he still left. So that tells me he knew that he wanted to move on to what he considered to be a better job. And once LSU and Florida became the two options, he spoke with some people. He mentioned them yesterday, Pete Carroll and Lane Kiffin, and said that everybody that he talked to said that LSU was the one that he needed to take. And so it became clear probably a week and a half ago that LSU was the front runner. He just wanted to coach that team in the playoff. He wanted to coach Ole Miss in the playoff. And when that became impossible, that's when he decided to get on the plane.
So what's the reception like locally? Like, I would imagine people are celebrating, obviously, bringing Lane Kiffin to Baton Rouge. But are they already celebrating, you know, future national championships? Have they already decided that Lane Kiffin is the guy? He is the home run hire. And have people already started counting the championships?
I guess that depends on who you talk to. In this town, when you hire a new football coach or you hire a new baseball coach, the thought is that that coach is here to win national championships. That's the expectation in Baton Rouge. You hire a new men's basketball coach, they don't start talking about national championships. That hasn't happened here, and it's not something that people talk about. But in those two sports, baseball and certainly football, that's the expectation. And so when you listen to LSU fans talk, you can go and an average 10 wins a season over the last 5 years. Well, she's got 50 wins at Ole Miss over the last 5 years. And 10 wins is what we believe to be the threshold to get into the playoff. Now, we'll see if Vanderbilt gets left out this year. It looks like it's going to be a little bit different. But you can get to 10 wins at LSU. The thought is that you're going to be in the playoff. You're in the playoff. You've got a chance to do it. So, yeah, that's the expectation. I don't know if that's Lane Kiffin related. In fact, I know that it's not. But when you bring in a new coach, yes, the expectation is to win them.
Hunt, when you look at LSU's roster right now, and they certainly have plenty of talent, how close are they to being back in the national title mix? And the portal changes everything. NIL changes everything. We know the commitment is there, but I would think that they're not too far away.
The roster that took the field against Oklahoma is a long way away because, one, they lost 5 games this year, and, two, most of that roster from a starter perspective is leaving. They spent a ton of money in the transfer portal on guys who are either out of eligibility or have eyes on the NFL. So once you look at if everybody just moved on from this current roster, you'd be a long way away. But we know now that the transfer portal can cure that, and a high school signing class can help with that. And Lane Kiffin has already hit the ground running. He was on campus on Sunday evening when his plane landed, and they had 3 high school recruits show up then, and it went dead yesterday. You can't visit high school recruits now until signing day tomorrow. So he will – LSU's only lost 2 commitments from this high school class. They'll try to keep that together. And then once the portal opens in January, we'll see what happens. We know that oftentimes when coaches leave one place to go to another – a lot of players follow them. Well, Ole Miss is trying to maintain a lot of that roster by promoting DJ Durkin to the full-time head coach, keeping that entire defensive staff and what they can on offense. Maybe there's not as big a defection from Oxford to Baton Rouge, but then you got to go shopping in the transfer portal. Lane Kiffin talked about the plan that LSU has financially to do that, and we know that he's got a ton of experience, and he doesn't have to get ready for a bowl game. He's not coaching the bowl game, so he can focus all of his attention right now on the signing class for tomorrow, putting a staff together over the next 3 weeks, and then making sure that there's a plan in place when the transfer portal does open in the first week of January. And then you'll see how close you are. It's not about really building a program anymore in collegiate athletics. It's about building a team, and then you build the next team, and then you build the next team, because everybody's a free agent come December. So right now it's hard for me to tell you how close the roster is to a national championship roster, but we'll see in the middle of January what they've been able to do from a talent acquisition standpoint, and then you'll have a better idea.
Obviously, we're still in the honeymoon stage because Lane Kiffin just got to Baton Rouge. But what are the concerns about Lane Kiffin as a coach and what he brings to this program? Like, can you think of any negatives?
Well, Lane Kiffin has never been an elite high school recruiter. He was not that when he was a coordinator, and he was not that as a head coach, but he's never been the head coach at LSU. He was head coach at USC and did a good job there until it fell apart completely the last year and he got fired on the tarmac. But the exits have been sloppy, and that's not on anybody's mind here in Baton Rouge because the entrance is 24 hours old. But as far as him on the field and as far as his ability to win games and produce points, I mean, he's had a top 16 offense every year at Ole Miss and a top 8 all but 1 year. He's led the country in passing. He's finished 2nd in the country in rushing. I mean, there's a lot of positive with what comes with him on the field. I think the negative is probably a little bit on the public image side based on the fact that he's now kind of thought of nationally as a bit of a villain. But if you win games in Baton Rouge, nobody really cares. So that's the other side of it. It's too early right now, I think, for negatives or huge concerns. But you realize you're going against a very, very high bar, high expectations. The bottom never fell out under Brian Kelly here, but he didn't win championships, so he was gone in 3.5 years. So it's the standard at LSU more so than any specific concern with Lane Kiffin.
We're talking with Hunt Palmer, who is host of the Hunt Palmer Show on 104.5 ESPN in Baton Rouge. You mentioned Brian Kelly, and, you know, there are myriad reasons why a head coach doesn't work out at any particular university. But in your mind, what was the primary reason why Brian Kelly just wasn't the right fit or couldn't get it done in Baton Rouge?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's tough. My opinion on it is that he did not put the proper staff in place at one point. When he took the job, the offensive staff he put together produced one of the best offenses in school history and the best offense in the country. But with that, he hired Matt House and a defensive staff that produced the worst statistical defense in LSU history. So then he bought that staff out and brought in a new defensive staff under Blake Baker with Corey Raymond and Kevin Peoples and Jake Olson and those position guys. And they were very good on defense this year. Just 2 years late after the worst defense they've ever fielded, they were very good on defense. And with that, because he let Mike Denbrock walk to Notre Dame and promoted Joe Sloan as offensive coordinator, for the first time in program history, LSU did not score 25 points or more against a single FBS team. So the offense cratered. He was unable because he's coordinator dependent on both sides of the ball. Like Lane Kiffin is not coordinator dependent on offense. He's going to run the offense. He's very coordinator dependent on defense. You've got to get that right. That's the other side. But he's going to handle the offense. Brian Kelly doesn't have one of those. He's got to make sure his coordinators on both sides are up to standard. And he got a great offensive staff for 2 years, and he got a great defensive staff for 2 years. They did not line up. And because they didn't line up, you were incompetent on one side of the ball. And it cost you a lot of games. And I think that's ultimately the biggest reason. You will hear about rounds of golf. You will hear about lack of recruiting, lack of commitment, lack of effort. And I can't speak directly to that. I think a little bit of that is overblown. I especially think the golf thing is overblown. But I think that the coordinator thing is very much black and white. You can see the guys he hired. You can see the statistics on the in the product on the field. And his inability to mesh great coordinators on both sides of the ball, great position coach on both sides of the ball, ultimately cost him his job.
I know we've already talked about some of the negatives for Lane Kiffin, and there's not many, but do you think it's a valid concern that Lane Kiffin comes to LSU with no national championships and he hasn't even won an SEC title when the expectations are this high? Because we've seen this in college football. You can have these great statistics, you can be a great recruiter, but if you don't win the big game, you're out on the job market. So do you think that is a valid concern with Lane Kiffin, that he hasn't won the biggest of games just yet?
Probably not, because you can't hire Kirby Smart. You probably can't hire Dabo Swinney. You cannot hire Ryan Day. You probably can't hire Dan Lanning. So you can't hire someone who's won a national championship or has won a conference championship at the highest level. Like, they're not out there. So you've got to hire the next best thing. Lane Kiffin took a program at Ole Miss that has never played for the SEC championship. They started that game in 1992. There are three teams in that 12-team version of the SEC that have never made it: Kentucky, Vanderbilt, and Ole Miss. That's it. And Ole Miss, he got them to 11-1 this year and lost the tiebreaker to Georgia and Alabama. And he would have gotten them to the playoff. And if the 12-team playoff had existed for the last 4 years, he would have made three of them. So he's reached levels at Ole Miss that were not possible previously. No one had done since the 50s. So I understand that, and certainly LSU hired a coach previously that won more games than anybody in the history of Notre Dame football, which is a pretty big deal, that had gotten to the playoff, that had gotten to the national final, and he didn't get it done. There are no sure things in coaching, but you're not able to hire one at this juncture. There is not a person who's proven that he can win national championships somewhere else that you can bring to Baton Rouge, because there just aren't a lot of coaches out there that have won national championships.
Hunt, before we let you go, a couple minutes here before we go to break, but what is the level of excitement? I would imagine LSU fans, and it's always the honeymoon period, but they got their guy.
Yeah, it's big. It's very high. There's a lot of respect in this town and in the fan base for the offensive acumen that Lane Kiffin has. And people in Baton Rouge and Louisiana have watched Ole Miss for decades be the runt of the SEC West along with Mississippi State. And now you see how intimidating they can be. And LSU has lost 2 out of 3 to Ole Miss and probably should have been 3 out of 3 to Ole Miss. And he's a guy that has a ton of experience, that has a proven track record of success at a lot of places. He won 2 conference championships at Florida Atlantic, who had just started football and haven't done anything outside of his time there. He transformed Alabama's offense under Nick Saban with Blake Sims at quarterback, a converted running back that set passing records there, and obviously has done a great job at Ole Miss, and he hasn't done it with a ton of NFL draft picks. And the thought is that at LSU, you can get a lot of those just outside the front door where you can recruit South Louisiana. So it's very, very high. It probably would have been high no matter the hire. Brian Kelly was met with a little bit of a mixed message, but that cleaned up in year one when he beat Alabama and everybody thought LSU was on the road to take it over the SEC from Nick Saban. That didn't happen. It's a fan base, like many, that gets really excited just about every time something happens like this. New hires are meant to bring hope and excitement. This one certainly qualifies, but now the job starts for Lane Kiffin, and he's got to go out there and build a staff and build a first roster and go win a lot of football games. So the story will tell itself.
He's Hunt Palmer, host of the Hunt Palmer Show on 104.5 ESPN in Baton Rouge. Follow him on X at HuntPalmer88. Hunt, great insight this morning. Thanks for being with us.
You bet. Thanks, guys.
You bet. That's always how it is when the new hire is made in college football. Oh, this is our guy. We've all been through that, right? Your team finally gets a new head coach. You're like, oh, this is it. This is who we've been waiting for. And then the games start and you never know.
Or they win a national championship, and then like 2 years later, they're like, we hate this guy. It's like, oh, because he didn't win another national championship. But like, yeah, that's college football. Like, it's mm-hmm. wild. It's what have you done for me lately? And if we don't have a trophy, get the hell out.
Right. No. The honeymoon period always kills me. And I mean, I get sucked into it like everyone else. Every new hire that's made, you think this is the guy. But I do think it's a really good hire for LSU. And Lane, unlike a lot of coaches in the sport, has really evolved over the past couple years, and I think he's going to get it done. Coming up next on the show, well, the Giants did not get it done. New England has made it 10 straight, and they took care of the G-Men last night on Monday Night Football. We'll talk about it next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.